The Audio Partners Publishing Corporation is pleased to present Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy, read by the author. This is complete and unabridged.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and thank you for listening to this program. I hope that these ideas help you as much as they've helped me and thousands of others of my students worldwide. In fact, I hope that this program changes your life forever. There's never enough time to do everything you have to do. You are literally swamped with work and personal responsibilities, projects, stacks of magazines to read, and piles of books that you intend to get to one of these days as soon as you get caught up. But the fact is that you are never going to get caught up. You will never get on top of all your tasks. You will never get far enough ahead to be able to get to all those books, magazines, and leisure time activities that you dream of doing. And forget about solving your time management problems by becoming more productive. No matter how many personal productivity techniques you master, there will always be more to do than you can ever accomplish in the time that you have available to you, no matter how much it is. You can only get control of your time and your life by changing the way you think, work, and deal with a never-ending river of responsibilities that flows over you every day. You can only get control of your tasks and activities to the degree that you stop doing some things and start spending more time on the few things that can really make a difference in your life. Now, I've studied time management for more than 30 years. I've immersed myself in the works of Peter Drucker, Alex McKenzie, Alan Lake, and Stephen Covey, and many, many others. I've read hundreds of books and thousands of articles on personal efficiency and effectiveness, and this program is the result. Each time I came across a good idea, I tried it out in my own work and personal life. If it worked, I incorporated it into my talks and seminars and taught it to others. You know, Galileo once wrote, "You cannot teach a person something he doesn't already know. You can only bring what he does know to a higher level of awareness." Depending upon your level of knowledge and experience, these ideas will sound familiar. This program will bring them to a higher level of awareness for you. When you learn and apply these methods and techniques over and over until they become habits, you will alter the course of your life in a very positive way. Now, let me tell you something about myself and the origins of this little program. I started off in life with few advantages, aside from a curious mind. I did poorly in school and left without graduating. I worked at laboring jobs for several years. My future did not appear promising. As a young man, I got a job on a tramp freighter and went off to see the world. For 8 years, I traveled and worked and then traveled some more, eventually visiting more than 80 countries on 5 continents. When I could no longer find a laboring job, I got into sales, knocking on doors, working on straight commission. I struggled from sale to sale until I finally began looking around me and asking, why is it that some people are doing better than I am? Then I did something that changed my life. I began to ask successful people what they were doing that enabled them to be more productive and earn more money than me. And they told me, and I did what they advised me to do, and my sales went up. Eventually, I became so successful that they made me a sales manager. As a sales manager, I used the same strategy. I asked successful managers what they did to achieve such great results. And when they told me, I went out and did the same things. In no time at all, I began to get the same results they did. This process of learning and applying what I had learned changed my life. I'm still amazed at how simple and obvious it is. Just find out what other successful people do and do the same things until you get the same results. Learn from the experts. Wow, what an idea. Simply put, some people are doing better than others because they do things differently and they do the right things right. Especially successful, happy, prosperous people use their time far, far better than the average person. Coming from an unsuccessful background, I had developed deep feelings of inferiority and inadequacy. I had fallen into the mental trap of assuming that people who were doing better than me were actually better than me. What I learned was that this is not necessarily true. They were just doing things differently, and what they had learned to do, within reason, I could learn as well. This was a revelation to me. I was both amazed and excited with this discovery. I still am. I realized that I could change my life and achieve almost any goal I could set if I just found out what others were doing in that area and then did it myself until I got the same results they were getting. Within 1 year of starting in sales, I was a top salesman. A year later, I was made a manager. Within 3 years, I became a vice president in charge of a 95-person sales force in 6 countries. I was 25 years old. Over the years, I have worked in 22 different jobs and industries, started and built several companies, earned a business degree from a major university, learned to speak French, German, and Spanish, and been a speaker, trainer, or consultant for more than 1,000 companies. I currently give talks and seminars to more than 250,000 people each year, with audiences as large as 20,000 people. Throughout my career, I've discovered and rediscovered a simple truth. It's this: the ability to concentrate single-mindedly on your most important task, to do it well, and to finish it completely is the key to great success, achievement, respect, status, and happiness in life. This key insight is the heart and soul of this program. This program is designed to show you how to get ahead more rapidly in your career and to simultaneously enrich your personal life. These program ideas contain the 21 most powerful principles on personal effectiveness that I have ever discovered. These methods, techniques, and strategies are practical, proven, and fast-acting. In the interest of time, I don't dwell on the various psychological or emotional explanations for procrastination or poor time management. There are no lengthy departures into theory or research. What you will learn are specific actions you can take immediately to get better, faster results in your work and to increase your happiness with your family and other people. Every idea in this book is focused on increasing your overall levels of productivity, performance, and output, and on making you more valuable in whatever you do. You can apply many of these ideas to your personal life as well. Each of these 21 methods and techniques is complete in itself. All are necessary. One strategy may be effective in one situation, and another might apply to another task. Altogether, these 21 ideas represent a smorgasbord of personal effectiveness techniques that you can use at any time, in any order or sequence that makes sense to you at the moment. The key to success is action. These principles work to bring about fast, predictable improvements in performance and results. The faster you learn and apply them, the faster you will move ahead in your career, guaranteed. There will be no limit to what you can accomplish when you learn how to eat that frog. This is a wonderful time to be alive. There have never been more possibilities and opportunities for you to achieve more of your goals than exist today. And, as perhaps never before in human history, you are actually drowning in options. In fact, there are so many good things that you can do that your ability to decide among them may be the critical determinant of what you accomplish in life. If you're like most people today, you are overwhelmed with too much to do and too little time. As you struggle to get caught up, new tasks and responsibilities just keep rolling in like the waves of the ocean. Because of this, you will never be able to do everything you have to do. You will never be caught up. You will always be behind in some of your tasks and responsibilities, and probably in many of them. For this reason, and perhaps more than ever before, your ability to select your most important task at each moment, and then to get started on that task and to get it done both quickly and well, will probably have more of an impact on your success than any other quality or skill that you could develop. An average person who develops the habit of setting clear priorities and getting important tasks completed quickly will run circles around a genius who talks a lot and makes wonderful plans, but who gets very little done. Mark Twain once said that if the first thing you do each morning is to eat a live frog, you can go through the day with the satisfaction of knowing that that's probably the worst thing that's going to happen to you all day long. Your frog is your biggest, most important task, the one that you are most likely to procrastinate on if you don't do something about it. It's also the one task that can have the greatest positive impact on your life and results at the moment. Now, the first rule of frog eating is this: if you have to eat 2 frogs, eat the ugliest one first. This is another way of saying that if you have two important tasks before you, start with the biggest, hardest, and most important task first. Discipline yourself to begin immediately and then to persist until the task is complete before you go on to something else. Think of this as a test. Treat it like a personal challenge. Resist the temptation to start with the easier task. Continually remind yourself that one of the most important decisions you make each day is your choice of what you will do immediately and what you will do later, if you do it at all. The second rule of frog eating is, if you have to eat a live frog at all, it doesn't pay to sit and look at it for very long. The key to reaching high levels of performance and productivity is for you to develop the lifelong habit of tackling your major task first thing each morning. You must develop the routine of eating your frog before you do anything else, and without taking too much time to think about it. In study after study of men and women who get paid more and promoted faster, the quality of action orientation stands out as the most observable and consistent behavior they demonstrate in everything they do. Successful, effective people are those who launch directly into their major tasks and then discipline themselves to work steadily and single-mindedly until those tasks are complete. In our world, and especially in our business world, you are paid and promoted for getting specific, measurable results. You are paid for making a valuable contribution, and especially for making the most important contribution that is expected of you. Failure to execute is one of the biggest problems in organizations today. Many people confuse activity with accomplishment. They talk continually, hold endless meetings, and make wonderful plans, but in the final analysis, no one does the job and gets the results required. Fully 95% of your success in life and work will be determined by the kind of habits that you develop over time. The habit of setting priorities, overcoming procrastination, and getting on with your most important task is a mental and physical skill. As such, this habit is learnable through practice and repetition over and over again until it locks into your subconscious mind and becomes a permanent part of your behavior. Once it becomes a habit, it becomes both automatic and easy to do. This habit of starting and completing important tasks has immediate and continuous payoff. You are designed mentally and emotionally in such a way that task completion gives you a positive feeling. It makes you happy. It makes you feel like a winner. Whenever you complete a task of any size or importance, you feel a surge of energy, enthusiasm, and self-esteem. The more important the completed task, the happier, more confident, and powerful you feel about yourself and your world. Important task completion triggers the release of endorphins and dopamines in your brain. These endorphins and dopamines give you a natural high. The endorphin rush that follows successful completion of any task makes you feel more positive, personable, creative, and confident. Here's one of the most important of the so-called secrets of success. It is that you can actually develop a positive addiction to endorphins and to the feeling of enhanced clarity, confidence, and competence that they trigger. When you develop this addiction, you will, at an unconscious level, begin to organize your life in such a way that you are continually starting and completing ever more important tasks and projects. You actually become addicted in a very positive sense to success and contribution. One of the keys to your living a wonderful life, to having a successful career, and feeling terrific about yourself is for you to develop the habit of starting and finishing important jobs. At that point, this behavior takes on a power of its own, and you find it easier to complete important tasks than not to complete them. You remember the story of the man who stops a musician on a street in New York and asks how he can get to Carnegie Hall. The musician replies, "Practice, man, practice." Practice is the key to mastering any skill. Fortunately, your mind is like a muscle. It grows stronger and more capable with use. With practice, you can learn any behavior or develop any habit that you consider either desirable or necessary. You need three key qualities to develop the habits of focus and concentration. They are all learnable qualities. They are decision, discipline, and determination. First, make a decision to develop the habit of task completion. Second, discipline yourself to practice the principles you're about to learn over and over until they become automatic. And third, back everything you do with determination until the habit is locked in and becomes a permanent part of your personality. There's a special way that you can accelerate your progress toward becoming the highly productive, effective, efficient person that you want to be. It consists of your thinking continually about the rewards and benefits of being an action-oriented, fast-moving, and focused person. See yourself as the kind of person who gets important jobs done quickly and well on a consistent basis. Your mental picture of yourself has a powerful effect on your behavior. So visualize yourself as the person you intend to be in the future. Your self-image, the way you see yourself on the inside, largely determines your performance on the outside. All improvement in your outer life begins with improvements in your mental pictures on the inside. You have a virtually unlimited ability to learn and develop new habits, skills, and abilities. When you train yourself through repetition and practice to overcome procrastination and get your most important tasks completed quickly, you will move yourself onto the fast track in your life and career and step on the accelerator. Let's begin with Chapter 1, entitled Set the Table. Napoleon Hill once wrote, "There is one quality that one must possess to win, and that is definiteness of purpose, the knowledge of what one wants, and a burning desire to achieve it." Before you can determine your frog and get on with the job of eating it, you have to decide exactly what it is you want to achieve in each area of your life. Clarity is perhaps the most important concept in personal productivity. The number one reason why some people get more work done faster is because they're absolutely clear about their goals and objectives, and they don't deviate from them. The greater clarity you have regarding what you want and the steps you'll have to take to achieve it, the easier it will be for you to overcome procrastination, eat your frog, and complete the task before you. A major reason for procrastination and lack of motivation is vagueness, confusion, and fuzzy-mindedness about what it is you're trying to do and in what order and for what reason. You must avoid this common condition with all your strength by striving for ever greater clarity in your major goals and tasks. Here's a great rule for success. Think on paper. Let me repeat that. Think on paper. Only about 3% of adults have clear written goals. These people accomplish 5 and 10 times as much as people of equal or better education and ability, but who, for whatever reason, have never taken the time to write out exactly what it is they want. There's a powerful formula for setting and achieving goals that you can use for the rest of your life. It consists of 7 simple steps. Any one of these steps can double and triple your productivity if you're not currently using it. Many of my graduates have increased their incomes dramatically in a matter of a few years or even a few months with this simple 7-part method. Step 1, decide exactly what you want. Either decide for yourself or sit down with your boss and discuss your goals and objectives until you are absolutely crystal clear about what is expected of you and in what order of priority. It's amazing how many people are working away day after day on low-value tasks because they've not had this critical discussion with their manager or boss. Here's a rule. One of the very worst uses of time is to do something very well that need not be done at all. Stephen Covey says that before you begin scrambling up the ladder of success, make sure that it's leaning against the right building. Be clear about your goals. Step 2, write it down. Think on paper. When you write your goal down, you crystallize it and give it tangible form. You create something that you can touch and see. On the other hand, a goal or objective that is not in writing is merely a wish or a fantasy. It has no energy behind it. Unwritten goals lead to confusion, vagueness, misdirection, and numerous mistakes. Step 3. Set a deadline on your goal. Set sub-deadlines if necessary. A goal or decision without a deadline has no urgency. It has no real beginning or end. Without a definite deadline accompanied by the assignment or acceptance of specific responsibilities for completion, you will naturally procrastinate and get very little done. Step 4. Make a list of everything that you can think of that you are going to have to do to achieve your goal. As you think of new activities, add them to your list. Keep building your list until it's complete. A list gives you a visual picture of the larger task or objective. It gives you a track to run on. It dramatically increases the likelihood that you will achieve your goal as you have defined it and on schedule. Step 5 in this goal-setting methodology is to organize your list into a plan. Organize your list by priority and sequence. Take a few minutes to decide what you need to do first and what you can do later. Decide what has to be done before something else and what needs to be done afterwards. Even better, lay out your plan visually in the form of a series of boxes and circles on a sheet of paper with lines and arrows showing the relationship of each task to each other task. You'll be amazed at how much easier it is to achieve your goal when you break it down into individual tasks. With a written goal and an organized plan of action, you will be far more productive and efficient than someone who is carrying his goals around in his mind. Step 6. Take action on your plan immediately. Do something. Do anything. An average plan, vigorously executed, is far better than a brilliant plan on which nothing is done. For you to achieve any kind of success, execution is everything. And step number 7, resolve to do something every single day that moves you toward your major goal. Build this activity into your daily schedule. You may read a specific number of pages on a key subject. You could call on a specific number of prospects or customers. You can engage in a specific period of physical exercise. You can learn a certain number of new words in a foreign language. Whatever it is, you must never miss a day. Keep pushing forward. Once you start moving, keep moving. Don't stop. This decision, this discipline alone can dramatically increase your speed of goal accomplishment and boost your personal productivity. Now, clear written goals have a wonderful effect on your thinking. They motivate you and galvanize you into action. They stimulate your creativity, release your energy, and help you to overcome procrastination as much as any other factor. Goals are the fuel in the furnace of achievement. The bigger your goals and the clearer they are, the more excited you become about achieving them. The more you think about your goals, the greater becomes your inner drive and desire to accomplish them. Think about your goals and review them daily. Every morning when you begin, take action on the most important task you can accomplish to achieve your most important goal at the moment. Now, here are 2 exercises to apply what you've just learned in this chapter. First, take a clean sheet of paper right now and make out a list of 10 goals you want to accomplish in the next year. Write your goals as though a year has already passed and they are now a reality. Use the present tense, positive, and personal case so that they are accepted immediately by your subconscious mind. For example, you would write, I earn X number of dollars per year, or I weigh X number of pounds, or I drive such and such a car. Second, review your list of 10 goals and select the one goal that, if you achieved it, would have the greatest positive impact on your life. Whatever that goal is, write it on a separate sheet of paper, set a deadline, make a plan, take action on your plan, and then do something every single day that moves you toward that goal. This exercise alone can change your life. Chapter 2. Plan every day in advance. The time management expert Alan Lakin once said, planning is bringing the future into the present so that you can do something about it now. You've heard the old question, how do you eat an elephant? And the answer is, one bite at a time. How do you eat your biggest, ugliest frog? The same way. You break it down into specific step-by-step activities, and then you start on the first one. Your mind, your ability to think, plan, and decide, is your most powerful tool for overcoming procrastination and increasing your productivity. Your ability to set your goals, make plans, and take action on them determines the course of your life. The very act of thinking and planning unlocks your mental powers, triggers your creativity, and increases your mental and physical energies. Conversely, as Alex McKenzie wrote, action without planning is the cause of every failure. Your ability to make good plans before you begin is a measure of your overall competence. The better the plan you have, the easier it is for you to overcome procrastination, to get started, to eat your frog, and then to keep going. One of your top goals at work should be for you to get the highest possible return on your investment of mental, emotional, and physical energy. The good news is that every minute spent in planning saves as many as 10 minutes in execution. It only takes about 10 to 12 minutes for you to plan out your day, but this small investment of time will save you at least 2 hours, 100 to 120 minutes, in wasted time and diffused effort throughout the day that would happen if you didn't have a written plan. You may have heard of the 6P formula. It says, proper prior planning prevents poor performance. When you consider how helpful planning can be in increasing your productivity and performance, it's amazing how few people practice it every single day. And planning is really quite simple to do. All you need is a piece of paper and a pen. The most sophisticated Palm Pilot computer programmer time planner is based on the same principle. It is based on your sitting down and making a list of everything you have to do before you begin. Always work from a list. When something new comes up, add it to the list before you do it. You can increase your productivity and output by 25% or more, or by about 2 hours per day from the first day that you begin working consistently from a list, if you're not already doing it. Make out your list the night before at the end of the workday. Move everything that you've not yet accomplished onto your list for the coming day, and then add everything that you have to do the next day as well. When you make out your list the evening or the night before, your subconscious mind works on your list all night long while you sleep. Often you'll wake up with great ideas and insights that you can use to get your job done faster and better than you had initially thought. The more time you take to make written lists of everything you have to do in advance, the more effective and efficient you will be. Now, there are different lists that you need for different purposes. First, you should create a master list on which you write down everything you can think of that you want to do sometime in the future. This is the place where you capture every idea that comes to you or every new task or responsibility that comes up. You can then sort out the items later. Second, you should have a monthly list that you make up at the end of the month for the month ahead. This may contain items transferred from your master list. Third, you should have a weekly list where you plan your entire week in advance. This is a list that is under construction as you go through the current week. This discipline of systematic time planning can be very helpful to you. Many people have told me that the habit of taking a couple of hours at the end of each week to plan the coming week has increased their productivity dramatically and changed their lives completely. This technique will work for you as well. Finally, you transfer items from your monthly and weekly lists onto your daily list. These are the specific activities that you're going to accomplish that day. As you work through the day, tick off the items on your list as you complete them. This activity alone gives you a visual picture of accomplishment. It generates a feeling of success and forward motion. Seeing yourself working progressively through your list motivates and energizes you. It raises your self-esteem and self-respect. Steady, visible progress propels you forward and helps you to overcome procrastination. When you have a project of any kind, begin by making a list of every step that you will have to complete to finish the project from beginning to end. Organize the project by priority and sequence. Lay out the project in front of you on paper or on a computer so that you can see every step and task. Then go to work on one task at a time. You will be amazed at how much you get done in this way. As you work through your lists, you will feel more effective and powerful. You'll feel more in control of your life. You'll be naturally motivated to do even more. You will think better and more creatively, and you'll get more and better insights that enable you to do your work even faster. As you work steadily through your lists, you'll develop a sense of positive forward momentum that enables you to overcome procrastination. This feeling of progress gives you more energy and keeps you going throughout the day. One of the most important rules of personal effectiveness is the 10-90 rule. This rule says that the first 10% of time that you spend planning and organizing your work before you begin will save you as much as 90% of the time in getting the job done once you get started. You only have to try this rule once to prove it to yourself. When you plan each day in advance, you find it much easier to get going and to keep going. The work goes faster and smoother than ever before. You feel more powerful and competent. You get more done faster than you thought possible. Eventually, you become unstoppable. Now, here are two exercises to put these ideas into action. First, begin today to plan every day, week, and month in advance. Take a notepad or sheet of paper, or use your PDA or BlackBerry, and make a list of everything you have to do in the next 24 hours. Add to this list as new items come up. Make a list of all your projects, the big multitask jobs that are important to your future. Second, lay out each of your major goals, projects, or tasks by priority, what is most important, and by sequence, what has to be done first, what comes second, and so forth. Start with the end in mind and work backward. Remember, think on paper. Always work from a list. You'll be amazed at how much more productive you become and how much easier it is to eat your frog. Chapter 3, Apply the 80-20 Rule to Everything. Wolfgang von Goethe once said, "We always have time if we will but use it aright." The 80-20 rule is one of the most helpful of all concepts of time and life management. It's also called the Pareto Principle, after its founder, the Italian economist Vilfredo Pareto, who first wrote about it in 1895. Pareto noticed that people in his society seemed to divide naturally into what he called the vital few, the top 20% in terms of money and influence, and the trivial many, the bottom 80%. He later discovered that virtually all economic activity was subject to this Pareto principle as well. For example, this rule says that 20% of your activities will account for 80% of your results. 20% of your customers will account for 80% of your sales. 20% of your products or services will account for 80% of your profits. 20% of your tasks will account for 80% of the value of what you do, and so on. This means that if you have a list of 10 items to do, 2 of those items will turn out to be worth as much or more than the other 8 items put together. Now here's an interesting discovery. Each of these tasks may take the same amount of time to accomplish, but one or two of these tasks will contribute 5 or 10 times the value as any of the others. Often, one item on a list of 10 things that you have to do can be worth more than all the other 9 items put together. This task is invariably the frog that you should eat first. Now, can you guess on which items the average person is most likely to procrastinate? The sad fact is that most people procrastinate on the top 10 or 20% of items that are the most valuable and important, the vital few. They busy themselves instead with the least important 80%, the trivial many, that contribute very little to results. You often see people who appear to be busy all day long, but they seem to accomplish very little. This is almost always because they are busy doing things that are of low value, while they procrastinate on the one or two activities that, if they completed them quickly and well, could make a real difference to their companies and their careers. The most valuable tasks you can do each day are often the hardest and most complex, but the payoff and rewards for completing these tasks efficiently can be tremendous. For this reason, you must adamantly refuse to work on tasks in the bottom 80% while you still have tasks in the top 20% left to be done. Before you begin work, always ask yourself, is this task in the top 20% of my activities or in the bottom 80%? Here's a rule for you. Resist the temptation to clear up small things first. Remember, whatever you choose to do over and over eventually becomes a habit that is hard to break. If you choose to start your day on low-value tasks, you soon develop the habit of always starting and working on low-value tasks. This is not the kind of habit you want to develop or keep. The hardest part of any important task is getting started on it in the first place. Once you actually begin work on a valuable task, you seem to be naturally motivated to continue. There is a part of your mind that loves to be busy working on significant tasks that can really make a difference. Your job is to feed this part of your mind continually. Just thinking about starting and finishing an important task motivates you and helps you to overcome procrastination. The fact is that the amount of time required to complete an important job is often the same as the time required to do an unimportant job. The difference is that you get a tremendous feeling of pride and satisfaction from the completion of something valuable and significant. However, when you complete a low-value task using the same amount of time and energy, you get little or no satisfaction at all. Time management is really life management, personal management. It is really taking control over the sequence of events. Time management is control over what you do next. And you are always free to choose the task that you will do next. Your ability to choose between the important and the unimportant is the key determinant of your success in life and work. Effective, productive people discipline themselves to start on the most important task that is before them. They force themselves to eat that frog, whatever it is. As a result, they accomplish vastly more than the average person and are much happier as a result. This should be your way of working as well. Now, here are two exercises for you to put this into action. First, make a list of all the key goals, activities, projects, and responsibilities in your life today. Determine which of them are in the top 10 or 20% of tasks that represent or could represent 80% or 90% of your results. Second, resolve today that you're going to spend more and more of your time working in those few areas that can really make a difference in your life and career, and less time on lower value activities. Chapter 4, Consider the Consequences. Orison Swett Marden, the great success authority, once said, "Every man has become great, every successful man has succeeded, in proportion as he has confined his powers to one particular channel." The mark of the superior thinker is his or her ability to accurately predict the consequences of doing or not doing something. The potential consequences of any task or activity are the key determinants of how important it really is to you and your company. This way of evaluating the significance of a task is how you determine what your next frog really is. Dr. Edward Banfield of Harvard University, after more than 50 years of research, concluded that long-time perspective is the most accurate single predictor of upward social and economic mobility in America. Long-time perspective turns out to be more important than family background, education, race, intelligence, connections, or virtually any other single factor in determining your success in life and at work. Your attitude toward time, your time horizon, has an enormous impact on your behavior and your choices. People who take the long view of their lives and careers always seem to make much better decisions about their time and activities than people who give very little thought to the future. Here's the rule. Long-term thinking improves short-term decision-making. Successful people have a clear future orientation. They think 5, 10, and 20 years out into the future. They analyze their choices and behaviors in the present to make sure that what they are doing today is consistent with the long-term future that they desire. In your work, having a clear idea of what is really important to you in the long term makes it much easier for you to make better decisions about your priorities in the short term. By definition, something that is important has long-term potential consequences. Something that is unimportant has few or no long-term potential consequences. Before starting on anything, you should always ask yourself, what are the potential consequences of doing or not doing this task? Here's another rule. Future intent influences and often determines present actions. The clearer you are about your future intentions, the greater influence that clarity will have on what you do in the moment. With a long-term clear vision, you are much more capable of evaluating an activity in the present and assuring that it is consistent with where you truly want to end up. Successful people are those who are willing to delay gratification and make sacrifices in the short term so that they can enjoy far greater rewards in the long term. Unsuccessful people, on the other hand, think more about short-term pleasure and immediate gratification while giving very little thought to the long-term future. Dennis Waitley, the motivational speaker, says, "Failures do what is tension-relieving, while winners do what is goal-achieving." For example, coming into work earlier, reading regularly in your field, taking courses to improve your skills, and focusing on high-value tasks in your work will all combine to have an enormous positive impact on your future. On the other hand, coming into work at the last moment, reading the newspaper, drinking coffee, and socializing with your coworkers may seem fun and enjoyable in the short term, but it inevitably leads to lack of promotion, underachievement, and frustration in the long term. If there's a task or activity with large potential positive consequences, make it a top priority and get started on it immediately. If there is something that can have large potential negative consequences if it's not done quickly and well, that becomes a top priority as well. Whatever your frog is, resolve to gulp it down first thing. Motivation requires motive. The greater the positive potential impact that an action or behavior of yours can have on your life, once you define it clearly, the more motivated you will be to overcome procrastination and get it done quickly. Keep yourself focused and forward-moving by continually starting and completing those tasks that can make a major difference to your company and to your future. Remember, the time is going to pass anyway. The only question is how you use it, and where you're going to end up at the end of the weeks and months. And where you end up is largely a matter of the amount of consideration you give to the likely consequences of your actions in the short term. Thinking continually about the potential consequences of your choices, decisions, and behaviors is one of the very best ways to determine your true priorities in your work and personal life. You should always obey the law of forced efficiency. This law says that there is never enough time to do everything, but there's always enough time to do the most important things. Put another way, you cannot eat every tadpole and frog in the pond, but you can eat the biggest and ugliest one, and that will often be enough, at least for the time being. When you run out of time and the consequences for non-completion of a key task or project can be really serious, you always seem to find the time to get it done, often at the very last minute. When you have no choice, when the consequences for non-completion are serious enough, you start early, you stay late, and you drive yourself to complete the job rather than to face the unpleasantness that would follow if you didn't get it completed within the time limit. Rule: there will never be enough time to do everything you have to do. It's been estimated that the average person in business today, especially managers in the age of cutbacks, is working at 110% to 130% of capacity. And the jobs and responsibilities just keep piling up. Everyone has stacks of reading material they still have to go through. One study concluded recently that the average executive has 300 to 400 hours of reading and projects backlogged at home and at work. What this means is that you will never be caught up. Get that wonderful idea out of your mind. All you can hope for is to be on top of your most important responsibilities. The others will just have to wait. Now, many people say that they work better under the pressure of deadlines. Unfortunately, years of research indicate that this is seldom true. Under the pressure of deadlines, often self-created through procrastination and delay, people suffer greater stress, make more mistakes, and have to redo more tasks than under any other conditions. Often, the mistakes that are made when people are working under tight deadlines lead to defects and cost overruns that lead to substantial financial losses in the long term. Sometimes the job actually takes much longer to complete when people rush to get the job done at the last minute and then have to redo it. It's much better to plan your time carefully in advance and then build in a sizable buffer to compensate for unexpected delays and diversions. However much time you think a task will take, add on another 20% or more, or make a game of getting it done well in advance of the deadline. You'll be amazed at how much more relaxed you are and how much better a job you actually do. There are three questions that you can use on a regular basis to keep yourself focused on getting your most important tasks completed on schedule. The first question is, what are my highest value activities? Put another way, what are the biggest frogs that you have to eat to make the greatest contribution to your organization, to your family, to your life in general? This is one of the most important questions you can ask and answer. What are your highest value activities? First, think this through for yourself. Then ask your boss. Ask your coworkers and subordinates. Ask your friends and family. Like focusing the lens of a camera, you must be crystal clear about your highest value activities before you begin work. The second question you can ask continually is this: what can I and only I do that, if done well, will make a real difference? This question comes from Peter Drucker, the management guru. It is one of the best of all questions for achieving personal effectiveness. What can you and only you do that, if done well, can make a real difference? Now, this is defined as something that only you can do. If you don't do it, it won't be done by someone else. But if you do do it, and you do do it well, it can really make a difference to your life and your career. What is this particular frog for you? Every hour of every day, you can ask yourself this question, and there will be a specific answer. Your job is to be clear about the answer and then to start and work on this task before anything else. The third question you can ask is, what is the most valuable use of my time right now? In other words, what is my biggest frog of all at this moment? This is the core question of time management. Answering this question correctly is the key to overcoming procrastination and becoming a highly productive person. Every hour of every day, there is some task that is the most valuable use of your time at that moment. Your job is to ask yourself this question over and over again and to always be working on the answer to it, whatever it is. Do first things first and second things not at all. As Goethe said, the things that matter most must never be at the mercy of the things that matter least. The more accurate your answers to these three questions, the easier it will be for you to set clear priorities to overcome procrastination and to get started on that one activity that represents the most valuable use of your time. Now, here are two exercises that you can use to put these ideas into action immediately. First, review your list of tasks, activities, and projects regularly. Continually ask yourself, which one project or activity, if I did it in an excellent and timely fashion, would have the greatest positive consequences in my work or personal life? Second, determine the most important things you could be doing every hour of every day, and then discipline yourselves to work continually on the most valuable use of your time. What is this for you right now? Whatever it is that can help you the most, set it as a goal, make a plan to achieve it, and go to work on your plan immediately. Remember the wonderful words of Goethe, "Just begin and the mind grows heated. Continue and the task will be completed." Chapter 5. Practice Creative Procrastination. Here's a quote from Boardroom Reports that says, "Make time for getting big tasks done every day. Plan your daily workload in advance. Single out the relatively few small jobs that absolutely must be done immediately in the morning, then go directly to the big tasks and pursue them to completion." Creative procrastination is one of the most effective of all personal performance techniques. It can actually change your life. The fact is that you can't do everything that you have to do. You have to procrastinate on something. Therefore, procrastinate on small tasks. Put off eating smaller or less ugly frogs. Eat the biggest and ugliest frogs before anything else. Do the worst first. Everyone procrastinates. The difference between high performers and low performers is largely determined by what they choose to procrastinate on. Since you must procrastinate anyway, decide today to procrastinate on low-value activities. Decide to procrastinate, outsource, delegate, and eliminate those activities that don't make much of a contribution to your life in any case. Get rid of the tadpoles and focus on the frogs. Now here's a key point. To set proper priorities, you must set posteriorities as well. A priority is something that you do more of and sooner, while a posteriority is something that you do less of and later, if at all. Here's the rule. You can only get your time and your life under control to the degree to which you discontinue lower value activities. One of the most powerful of all words in time management is the word no. Say it politely and courteously. Say it clearly so that there are no misunderstandings. Say it regularly as a normal part of your time management vocabulary. Say no to anything that is not a high-value use of your time and your life. Say no graciously but firmly to avoid agreeing to something against your will. Say it early and say it often. Remember that you have no spare time. As we say, your dance card is full. For you to do something new, you must complete or stop doing something old. Getting in requires getting out. Picking up means putting down. Creative procrastination is the act of thoughtfully and deliberately deciding upon the exact things that you are not going to do right now, if ever. Now, most people engage in unconscious procrastination. They procrastinate without thinking about it. As a result, they procrastinate on the big, valuable, important tasks that can have significant long-term consequences to their lives and careers. You must avoid this common tendency at all costs. Your job is to deliberately procrastinate on those tasks that are of low value so that you have more time for those tasks that can make a big difference in your life and work. Continually review your duties and responsibilities to identify those time-consuming tasks and activities that you can abandon with no real loss. This is an ongoing responsibility for you that never ends. For example, a friend of mine, when he was single, was an avid golfer. He liked to golf 3 and 4 times a week, 3 to 4 hours each time. Over a period of years, he started a business, got married, and had 2 children. But he still played golf 3 to 5 times a week until he finally realized that his time on the golf course was causing him enormous stress at home and at the office. It was only by abandoning most of his golf games that he could get his life back under control. Continually review your life and work to find those time-consuming tasks and activities that you can abandon with no real loss. Cut down on television watching and spend the time saved with your family or reading or exercising or doing something that enhances the quality of your life. Look at your work activities and identify the tasks that you could delegate or eliminate to free up more time for the work that really counts. Begin today to practice creative procrastination, to set posteriorities wherever and whenever you can. This decision alone can enable you to get your time and life under control. Now, here are two exercises to put these ideas into action. Number one, practice zero-based thinking on every part of your life. Ask yourself continually, if I was not now doing this already, knowing what I now know, would I start it up or get into it again today? If it is something that you would not start up again today, knowing what you now know, it's a prime candidate for abandonment or creative procrastination. Second, examine each of your personal and work activities and evaluate it based on your current situation. Select at least one activity to abandon immediately, or at least deliberately put off until your more important goals have been achieved.
End of Disc 1.